The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. Last month, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro won another six-year term. The election was widely considered fraudulent, but Maduro tightened his authoritarian socialist regime's hold on Venezuela. The country has the world's largest oil reserves, but it's suffering the world's worst economic collapse today. Venezuela experts say the opposition to Maduro desperately needs new leadership. His opponents are divided and look weaker and more ineffective than ever. One emerging prospect, though, is 32-year-old David Smolansky. He's the former mayor of the Caracas borough of El Hatillo. Last year, he escaped arrest for his opposition activities and made his way to Washington. He's now a visiting scholar at Georgetown University. I spoke with Smolansky during his recent visit to Miami. Mayor Smolansky, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
First, a report from the Organization of American States, which is like the UN of the Western Hemisphere, has concluded the Venezuelan regime has committed crimes against humanity. How much will this help the cause of restoring democracy in Venezuela?
I think it will help a lot. It is historic for us. Last year, more than 150 people were killed in nonviolent protests in Venezuela. More than 300 political prisoners. And furthermore, the humanitarian crisis, which is like a silent genocide, where there are people that are not living, are surviving, and many of them have not been able to survive because of shortages of food and medicine. So this is a very important step from the OAS, and we hope there are countries that could go with a referral to the International Criminal Court to advance in this process.
But getting the international community on board requires the Venezuelan opposition to be good at reaching out. Why, in your opinion, is the Venezuelan opposition in such a sad condition today?
Well, because of persecution. The most important leaders right now are in prison, in exile, or have been disqualified to run for any public responsibility. Having said that, I'm not going to deny that there has been some mistakes that have been made by the opposition, but the majority of Venezuelans didn't go to vote in the May 20th presidential election for the first time in 60 years. That's something historic.
But did the boycott really accomplish anything?
It did, because let's imagine if we had participated in that election. We wouldn't have had the European Union saying they're going to expand sanctions against Maduro's regime, the Trump administration saying they're going for more sanctions, the sanctions Canada published recently. So I think Maduro is weaker than before. Nobody in the international community is recognizing Maduro.
Why did the Maduro regime threaten to arrest you last year?
Well, I did not repress the nonviolent protests that happened in Venezuela last year, specifically in El Hatillo, in Caracas. So I had a arrest warrant, so I went in hiding.
Right. Tell us about your escape through Brazil to the U.S.
I had to travel 1,300 kilometers to pass through 35 military checkpoints. Basically, I changed my physical aspect, shaved my beard, I used glasses, and I put a flat hat. And also, I simulated to be a seminarist that worked with priests.
So you escaped Venezuela as a priest?
Well, not exactly a priest.
What ideas are you bringing in Washington in terms of how to pressure the Maduro regime to restore democracy?
Very important, taking experiences from other countries that had a dictatorship, is to organize our diaspora. 3 million Venezuelans who are now living abroad in more than 90 countries and more than 400 cities. There are so many talented young Venezuelans who are now in Panama, in Colombia, in the U.S., in Spain, to be outspoken of the crisis that we're having in Venezuela, to get the people sensitive. That's very important. But also how we can help Venezuelans who are in my country get food and medicine, because Maduro is blocking any humanitarian aid. We need to work not only to get rid of Maduro's regime, but also to think on the recovery of Venezuela.
Do you think it's necessary that someone from your generation be the next leader of Venezuela when democracy does return to the country?
I think we need to be part of that transition, no doubt about it.
Mayor Smolansky, thank you very much again.
Thank you for having me.
David Smolansky is the former mayor of the Caracas borough of El Hatillo in Venezuela. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.